You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Hey everybody, it's your buddy JB here with you on America's number one third-rate podcast, Gives Zero. Y'all just kind of hang out with me a little bit. We're going to talk about some stuff with the show and other goodies. So here we go. Let's go.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brudo.
How y'all doing? Hope y'all doing good. I have got my desk, as usual, quite discombobulated. Hi, everybody. It's your buddy JB here with you on America's number one third-rate podcast, Gives Zero. We call it Gives Zero because that's the total number that I and my lovely audience give as a collective. All combined, we give a total of absolutely zero. Now, that zero could be whatever you want it to be. I have a word in mind. But you could be whatever you want it to be, the number of zeros you give. Cares. You could give zero craps. You could give zero at the office. Sorry, I gave at the office. So I have decided to put this little episode together because there are so many things we can talk about. And as always, you find folks always write me and contact me and go, "Hey, JB, how about talking about some of this stuff?" Well, there's enough stuff to talk about. Okay. At this point, I'm basically in damage control. That and caffeine. And here we are. But it's the year of living dangerously on Give Zero. We're going to talk about some of that here briefly. But for right now, let's get the rituals out the way. So you know what to do. You got your beer, your wine, your whiskey, your vodka, your gin, your scotch, your tequila. See, I said it this time. If you got your White Claw, your Zima, if you're into that, hey, knock yourself out. Or if you got a little something special you want to roll up on the back deck, fire that little monkey up, take a big old fat deep hit on that thing and join us while we do our part. Well, you can do you, because America. As you well know, I shall be doing my black coffee at this late hour of the evening because I'm taking one for the team, and you don't want to do this show without coffee. So with that said, all together we shall partake. We will all do it on the count of three, and when we are done, we will go, and we will go, ah, and we will go, good stuff. So you ready? Let us do this thing. One, two, three, go. Good stuff. Yes, it is. I'm going to say this, as bad as I hate Walmart. Walmart just makes a donut shop blend coffee that I'm telling you is up there on par with that high dollar in Javalia crap that I sometimes drink. It really, for the dollar, it's, of course, to me, fine dining is going to Waffle House, but you get the picture. Yes, I go to Waffle House. Those are my people. So, here's what I want to talk about. Despite the fact that I have a cat back here that's trying to give comment on top of my comment, and I have no... We have a cat. We have several cats. Because my wife is a crazy cat lady. She's a psychopath anyway. I mean, look at the taste she has in men. She can't be too brilliant. No matter what she tells me. And the cat's name is Winx. And Winx has suffered some kind of traumatic brain injury. So she walks with her head sideways all the time. They thought it was vestibular, some kind of something, but it's not. They don't know what's wrong with her. I think she had a cat stroke because she had a daughter that within a year's time had the exact same thing happen and has walked around brain dead ever since. She's a charming little creature, actually. Thank God she's genteel. But she has this thing that She just can't stop talking. So, you know, like I need another gal talking in my world, but I digress. So have you ever heard the name? Some of you old farts like me know this name. But despite all the crazy that's going on in the world, I've been trying to hypothesize and get under the hood of this thing a little bit. Because we're going to have to. If we're going to move forward in this here world, we've got to understand the mechanism that brought us here. A mechanism in which I, too, have played my part. So the name Benjamin Spock may mean something to you guys. If it doesn't, feel free to look it up. It is spelled exactly like you think. Benjamin, as in Benjamin Franklin. And Spock, as in live long and prosper, Spock. Okay? Benjamin Spock wrote a book on raising children in the late 60s. It was a massive hit. There were two really big books out in the 60s, for those of you guys that don't know. One is his, and I forget the name of it. I can look it up, but I don't give a damn. The other one is, I can't remember who wrote it. I read it one time, and it's you know, in this here aware world of all things that go on now, it's almost laughable, this book is, but no, it's not Kinsey. But it's everything you ever want to know about sex, but we're afraid to ask. Those two books sold a bajillion copies. That and The Exorcist and Think and Grow Rich. Probably sold, besides the Bible, probably sold more than anything. But I still digress. I'm digressing on my digression. Benjamin Spock wrote this book, and it tells you how to raise children in the modern era, in the modern age. I don't remember if the guy was a pediatrician or if he's a psychologist. I don't know. But at the end of the day, the takeaway from that whole thing was, is don't spank your kids. Don't do it. We're going to raise generations of children that don't have to be beaten within an inch of their life to learn how to act properly. Now, what you think of the outcome of how that experiment worked out, you can make on your own. But let's get a little bigger and a little deeper. So this book sitting out there, and there's a whole bunch of ladies that find themselves being mamas that were probably born in the 40s, late 40s, parents coming off of World War II, having them as children's cheerings, and is, you know, and that's a tough time, full of people with a lot of grit. We just came out of a world war, a big economic boom in the 50s. And here these people are now, they are parents in the 60s. And in case you've never had a child, they don't come with owner's manuals. So people is looking, they think, for answers. Now, living out on the farmlands in the wastelands of the United States here in Little House on the Prairie land, raising a family, I promise you, you'll figure this thing out. But in a world with electricity and every convenience you can think of, coming up in the 60s, the world is growing. It's out of the 50s now, looming quickly into the 70s. With Vietnam hanging out there, you know, people are they're enlightened, they're intellects, and herein lies the rub. Bear with me, this is going places, because I thunked about this a long time. As I sip more coffee, hang on. It's good. So, I believe it was Khrushchev that says during the Cold War, we will overtake your country and never fire a shot. Meaning that the most of the world's pissed off because after World War II, the U.S. dollar became the currency of the world. It's hard to have world dominance if your currency isn't the currency. Okay, so that was decided right after World War II. See, I did some homework on this. There's a whole bunch of countries out there that would like to take the United States to its knees. It's 20 years off of a world war that it won. It's tied up in Vietnam right now, and it can't figure out its ass from a hole in the ground over there. Russia says, we'll take you guys and never fire a shot. So how do you do that? It's pretty easy whenever you're dealing with a bunch of people that are basically trying to rebuild Rome. We're talking about sex. We're talking about drugs. Women are running around braless. Not that that was a bad idea, but women are running around braless. The nuclear family is starting to break down. And everybody that's able to is trying to send someone in their family to their first year of college for two reasons. One, the economics allow for it. Colleges have been in a heyday as a cash cow since 1966. Secondly, people want their kids to go to college because if they can get their boys in college, they ain't got to get drafted for Vietnam. Because that's the smart people. That's the people we've got to have to go forward and build our great America in this worldwide unit of economy. Thank you, Richard Milhouse Nixon, for taking us off the gold standard. Carter for creating the helping in the credit system. Instantly created debt for us forever. Because we figured out, shit, we'll just borrow it from ourselves, and if we need some, we'll just print it. Well, it didn't take long for the powers that be. And I don't mean the knuckleheads in Washington, D.C. The powers that be to figure out if we can infiltrate communist thinking into our educators, we can build generation after generation of weak-minded, dumbass people. And they did. And they did. They're the smart ones. Those Bible-carrying, thumping clingers who love their guns and their red, white, and blue flag and their beer on the weekend. They're just white trash. They're not the enlightened ones. They're not the elitists. They're not the thinkers of our time. While we'll infiltrate PBS, we'll make sure that any and everything that is educational conforms to this new mindset, this new mentality, this new oneness of wonder that we are going to create. It is this elitism that has brought you the massive destruction of young minds for at least a couple of generations, if not three or four. It's this mindset that has brought you the raping and pillaging of the underclass, or of the black community. It is this thinking that has brought us DEI, diversity, that has brought us participation trophies, that has brought us safe spaces, up to the point that it has gone to a feverish pitch, and we have vaccines thrust upon us by the geniuses, being unable to define what a woman is. Our culture has become so chopped up with this mental gobbledygook you've got trans this and gay that. You've got traditional things like the Gadsden flag, or after January 6th, them pulling the purchase records to make sure people weren't buying Bibles or shopping at Bass Pro Shop or going to PTA meetings, because these people are terrorists. Where truth has become hate speech. All from elites telling you these things. Where big pharma and big business and big tech are all in the same bed together. With big news and big network, where everything is not diversified. To the contrary, it is the exact opposite of that. Is all centralized. Where everything spies on you, you know, just so the algorithms are happy. And if we need to, according to the Times article, we can even throw elections and such to make sure the right people are put in power. The Constitution being a living document. Forget what constitutes, ironically, constitutionally constitutes what a duly and fairly elected president is. Because if you follow the Constitution, well, that didn't happen. It did not. The problem that you're seeing now is the overplaying of a hand. Because what you have here is arrested development in their mentality. Because you have a bunch of children as adults, still with childish mindsets. How many times do I have to have a press secretary tell a reporter, you need to refer that question to X, Y, and Z department? When they're referring and asking about a quote that came directly from the White House. This is how you have a George Floyd have a gold casket. Even though he wasn't killed by a cop, he died from an overdose. Fact. Look it up. This is how you have millions of people still believing. Well, I say believing. Still echoing that the Steele dossier was Russians. What? While the same people who lied about those things are news anchors that sit there and won't play a Trump speech to it, just open and let it play because, you know, we've got to cut it short because we can get in real trouble for spreading lies. Okay. All righty then. Children with no boundaries, with no limits, that go screaming to the mom whenever dad gets on them, or dad whenever mom gets on them. Don't believe me? How about a Hunter Biden? Yeah, got a laptop, 4 years out of his life, paying hookers, taking the money, not paying taxes on it. Daddy will fix it. Don't have to worry about anything. The fix is in. The fix is always in. The fix is all in always. Whether you're a cop pulling a barricade down on January 6th, whether you're a congressman pulling a fire handle, whether you're Ukraine taking money, laundering money, moving money around. And nobody's in charge. They just point fingers at each other while the thing just coasts on autopilot. Afghanistan. Or you have someone in the chain of command running military strikes from his laptop in a hospital bed because, whoops, nobody noticed he was missing. My ass. Whoop, there's also cocaine in here that moved three times. No one could figure that out. And Epstein, I don't know how he died. Cameras didn't work. And two security guards went to sleep. Oops. Ray Epps can go be on the most wanted list on January 7th. Roll around 3 or 4 years later. That's fine. He can just call it in over the phone and talk to the judge on the phone. It's okay. Little community service. No problem. Children. It's arrested development. And don't believe it? Well, Obamacare. 18 years old. Can't get your own insurance anymore. You can stay on your parents' insurance until you're 26. 26 minus 18 is 8, which is exactly 2 presidential terms. 26 years old and you're on your parents' insurance. Arrested development. And if you point out the truth or say anything that's honest or factual, you're a Nazi, you're a hater, you're a long laundry list of things that are no longer working anymore. Because the adults have figured out who the children in the room are. But the problem is there's dumber children out there that believe that stupidity. Well, this is the year the adults are coming back. And there will be wailing of souls and gnashing of teeth by the children. There's been talk a lot of Donald Trump coming back in for retribution. Weirdly enough, retribution is something that someone that has been wronged uses. I don't know where they get the idea that Donald Trump is due any retribution. And that on day one, he wants to undo drilling and fix the border. Yeah. Please look the other way while the children tear up the whole house. They're the ones running around in the supermarket being holy terrors or messing up your meal at the restaurant. That's what we have right now. Be prepared. Because you know those parents that have really shitty kids, how they defend them whenever you're saying, look, your kid is a holy horror? Yeah. That's what we're going to be facing and going to be up against. Ballots or bullets, y'all call it. One or the other. Real quick. Go to givezero.com. Not everything's done yet, but they've been working on the website. It's looking pretty sexy. We're going to move everything over there. Yes, I'm pulling up the ramp to the Ark. Got too many folks following us. I just need to get everybody over the website. We're going to have a VIP club section over there. They're still building that out. So if you want to subscribe, feel free to. But there's not a whole lot to see in there right now. But it's coming. If nothing else, get over there. I think they're going to add a thing where you can add, you know, just your email or something like that. Do that so we can at least stay in touch. We're going to start moving everything concerning the show to that website. So be ready for that in the future. It's going to be exciting. So it's the year of living dangerously. You guys be careful out there. Look out for these children's. because they're going to be dangerous. It's election's coming, so get ready for a whole bunch of triggering to go on. It'll happen. Just watch your six. I'm your buddy JB, humble host of Give Zero, America's number one threat podcast. Look forward to seeing more of you. We got some stuff scheduled. Be ready. I'm looking forward to having you guys on board. Until such time, love you, see you. And as I always say, good luck, America.